Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and another episode of Using My Keys Broadcast. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Valerie Burrell. I'm going to leave it right there for right now. Amen. I'm grateful for each of you who have joined us on tonight. Thankful for Prophet Nina being on the line with us, for Pastor Linda Brown being on the line with us tonight, and for the other callers. We're grateful that you've taken time out tonight to be with us as we share from the topic, Are You In It to Win It? So, Father, we thank you now. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this another time of dialogue, God, that we talk to each other and we listen to hear what you have to say concerning this topic. God, you placed it on my heart even yesterday as I listened to some leaders talk about times of transition or stepping back or hiatus, whatever they called it. God, tonight we just want to understand how it is that people say they're called, they're chosen, they're anointed, and they don't seem to be in it to win it. So we ask that you would speak to us, speak through us, that you be glorified in this, and we give praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, and we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. For Pastor Linda and Prophet Nina, I'm at any time, of course, please press 1, and I will bring you live into the dialogue. Amen. So the question being posed tonight, are you in it to win it? And as I stated, I was in the midst of some leaders this weekend, and one leader said that, you know, she was pastoring a church, and she stopped pastoring, and someone asked, are you going to go back? I mean, what are you doing? And she said, well, the word of the Lord had come to me 3 times, and the word had been established, but I'm waiting. And I didn't say anything. I was just like, well, what are you waiting for? And then another pastor got up and said, well, you know, I'm taking a hiatus from this thing, you know, but you still want to be called first lady, but you're not doing no work. I'm just, I don't know, I don't get it. So I said, Lord, are we really enduring, or do we really understand, I'm going to get to scripture. Okay, James 1:12. I'm going to go there first. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. I'm going to read that again. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Now we go over to Hebrews 36, which reads, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. So what am I hearing? What am I hearing? God, what am I hearing? What I'm hearing is that we as a people, we as a people, because I'm in it to win it. And those who are on the line and listening, I believe tonight that those who are plugged in right now, you are also in it to win it, but I can probably state that you have seen, much like I have, those who have become wishy-washy in the service of the Lord, those who want to profess called and chosen and anointed and appointed, but this is only a platform for them to receive material benefit, building their pocket, but not building God's kingdom. They're in it like the waves of the ocean, tossed to and fro, but when the storm settles, they're no longer there. They're not remaining. They're not in it to win it. Oh, I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful to God because the trials that we go through, that we face in life, that make us feel some kind of way, even in the service of the Lord. If we understand who we are, when we understand what God has given us to do. Now, I know that I've encountered many people who say they don't really know what their purpose is. They don't know what they're supposed to do in the kingdom. And while they're still in a place of trying to figure it out, they're still working. They're doing something. They're not pulling back. They're not withdrawing themselves. They're not coming up with excuses why they're not doing it. They're still in the race. They're still enduring like good soldiers. They're still fighting the good fight of faith. They're still trusting God in the midst of whatever it is they're facing. Even in their moments of indecision, they're remaining focused on who God is and to his service, even when they don't understand. So here I'm trying to figure out, how is it that you say you are this or that, that God has called you to this place or that place, and whenever a wind blows hard, throwing your hands up and you saying, "Doc, this ain't for me." Well, did you take the slot because Doc said it was for you to do, or did you do it because that's what God said? Y'all help me, because y'all know when I get in this place, Pastor and Prophet, y'all know when I get in this place, whoo, God help me. So, in it to win it. Before we can determine if you in it to win it, the question is, did God put you in it, or did man put you in it? Because if man put you in it, I can understand you not being, because man will use you, get everything he can out of you, and after he's finished with you, he'll drop you like a hot potato. You ain't going to win nothing, because too often the mentality of man is that I can't let you get ahead of me, and if it even look like you're going to get ahead of me, I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you. You're not going to do that. So when we talk about are you in it to win it, the first thing we need to figure out is, did God place you in it or did man? Ooh, for real? So listener was like, well, how you going to tell me that God didn't put me here? I didn't tell you that, sweetie. I ain't say that to you. I ain't say nothing. If you hearing that, that's your conscience dealing with you. That's the Holy Ghost dealing with you, because you know you operating in something that God ain't called you to. And that's why you get tired. That's why you be feeling some kind of way when stuff happens, when it's not going your way. You start backing up from it and you start getting an attitude. And it's everybody else's fault but your own. See, in order for us to be in it to win it, we have to be doing it according to God's will, his purpose, and his plan for our lives. Okay, let me tell y'all about me. Let me tell y'all. I can talk about me because I'm transparent. Y'all know I'm transparent when it comes to this, because I want you to be empowered. I want you to be strengthened. And the word says sometimes by the words of our testimonies, people are overcome. So hear me. I've been doing this now since, it's been some years, several years. In the year 2015, I got married to a wonderful man, a man I'd known for 30-plus years. God put us together. He did a suddenly work, a wonderful suddenly work in our lives. And we got married in January of 2015. I said, Lord, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to take time, and I'm going to get to know my husband, and I'm going to let him give time to know me. We're going to go back to the world. We're going to take a year, and we're going to learn each other. Now, hear me. In that year where we were learning each other, I never stopped the broadcast. I didn't stop praying. I didn't stop Bible studies, but I did stop taking outside engagements. So what you're telling us this for? I'm telling you this to say this. I know what God called me to. And even in the decision that my husband and I made to allow me to separate from doing outside ministry engagements, I know what God gave me to do. And I couldn't say, well, I'm married now. I don't need to preach the gospel. I don't need to teach the word. I don't need to empower people because I'm married now. No, Who God called me to be was a teacher, a counselor, a prophet, an apostle. He placed me in fivefold, and as he puts leverage on different gifts that are within me, I show up in the places that God would have me to be. But I understand what it is God did. Prophet Nina, I want you to come live if you're able, because you text me some good stuff, and I want to hear it from your lips, amen, if you're available. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Prophet. What I was sharing with you before we came live, God had revealed some things to you regarding this in it to win it. Share with the listening audience what he revealed to you about this particular topic. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for the invite this evening. But what I shared with you is and how we often view what it is we are doing. Some people call it work. You know, well, I'm working for the Lord. But many people associate work with something that they have to do, something that's not going to necessarily bring them any joy in life. But with you in the empowerment place, that's something that brings you joy, and you're actually not doing the work, but you are doing the will of God. The will is something that you're doing enthusiastically. The will of the Lord is something that you're doing to bring other people closer to Him. So when you look at it as you are doing the will of God versus the work of God, that need for endurance is going to be given to you. It's not something that you're going to want to step away from, because He's going to give you what you need the moment that you need it. And you know, as you say that you're transparent, I had conversations working with the youth at our church. I'd scheduled a choir rehearsal, sent everyone a text to prepare, you know, for a choir rehearsal, what songs I wanted them to do. And I get there first, then the musician shows up, then one person shows up, then another person shows up. But then I start texting the people going, okay, I sent this to you on Thursday. I didn't get a reply that you weren't going to show up, but now I'm here and you're not here. So I was feeling a certain kind of way. And so that frustration in me, I guess, kind of came out to those, because this is something that, you know, you commit yourself to do. You're committing yourself to come to sing to the glory, the praise of the Lord. But just like mm-hmm. with any other thing that you commit yourself to doing, you have to spend some time in it so you can prepare for what it is that you want to do. And so it's just mm-hmm. like, you know, you want to do new stuff, but you can't do new stuff because not everybody is here to learn the new stuff that you want to do. So it had me feeling a certain kind of way, feeling like, you know what, I ain't got time for this no more. I don't even want to do this anymore. Somebody else is going to have mm-hmm. to do this because I'm just going to stop. But as we mm-hmm. get into the service and we begin to sing, and, you know, I'm feeding them words, but it's still music that's ministering to the congregation. And so when people mm-hmm. can say, you know, that song really spoke to me, it's just like, okay, so I'm removing myself out of how I'm feeling to know that, you know,
Amen.
This is the will of God. This is what you're supposed to be doing. It may not come together like you to come together, but
mm-hmm.
in the end, it all does come together. And so that's when you know it's truly the will of God. This is part of what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, it may not come out, it may not start the way that I want it to start, but if the end result is one that's giving him the glory, the honor, and the praise, then everything that I did and those that showed up and even those that just didn't show up until today, they were still able to perform and do what it was to motivate the congregation and to give, you know, to give the glory to God. So a lot of times it's just in those little small things that will let you know whether or not you feel like you're doing work or whether you feel like you're doing the will. And so for me today, that was a moment where I knew that this was the will of God and not just my mentality getting in the way of what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. So it's those realization moments that say to you, you know, that's just it. That's just
Amen.
It. You know, doing the will of God and not just thinking that you're putting in work and you're not getting anything out of it, because you will. You will. And
mm-hmm.
it's easy. It's really easy for people to say, you know what, I'm done with this. And then you do see the realization as to whether or not they are truly in it to win it, or
mm-hmm.
if they are just in it to see how far I can go before I get tired mm-hmm. or bored with this and then try to move on to something else.
My. Yeah. And we see that, but wow, what you experienced today speaks directly to this, that even in your moments where you be like, you know what, I'm done. I am done. I am done. Now, I can admit, honestly, that I have been in ministries where I've had to walk away from the ministry because it was doing me harm. And I was like, God, I know this is not your intent for me to stay here and go through this. Like, God, help me. And if I missed it, I was faithful to go back and say, look, I missed it. I'm sorry. You know, please forgive me. But
right.
still, whether it's work or whether it's his will is something that has to be looked at, because too many people want the work. And you say that's just like, a lot of times, you know, churches, when they have no pastor and they put out a search committee and you got to go through an interview process and a screening process, and then you're not subject to God, you're subject to a board of deacons and a board of trustees as to what you can preach and how you can preach and what you can say and what you can't say. And it's in those times, oh, glory to God, God, you'll have me there. Woo, Jesus, thank you. For this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand those pastors who be like, no, I ain't in it to win it, because these people about to drive me crazy. They won't even let me serve God. They want me to serve
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And so when you've got even ministries like that, you know, God is probably looking down at his church, and well, that's not an example of his church, but he's like, you have gotten far too far away from me. Come back to me.
Yeah.
Understand
yeah,
what it
yeah.
is that I desire for the building of my kingdom. Y'all are too self-centered, and you're worrying about minute stuff when you need to be worrying about souls being saved.
That's it.
God, I thank you. Pastor Linda, if you're available, press one. Amen. So we can hear what the Lord may be speaking to you about this, because you've been in ministry for a while, as I have, and you've experienced some things, and yet you endure. So somebody tonight might want to hear, what does it take to be in it to the end, to endure everything that you've gone through and still stay the course? So if you're available, we'd love to hear from you. We've got other callers on the line. We thank you so much for joining us this evening. If at any time you have questions or comments, we ask that you please press one and we'll bring you live. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Val and Prophetess Nina. And I can't add a whole lot more. I thought what Prophetess Nina shared was very good. Is it, you know, being his will. I just believe that there's something in you that won't let it go. When you've been called to a task, I don't think you can just walk away from it. You can't. It's a call. It's in you. It becomes a part of your very being. And you feel like, man, if I don't do this, it'd be like not being able to breathe. I believe when God calls you to a thing. I think about it in my life, the times when I know God has called me to do something, and if I don't do it, there is a nudging. There is a I'm not satisfied. I'm restless, and it's very. You just can't go on as normal, and like things are just normal and it's okay. I remember the time when I know God called me to preach the word, and I would be at someone else's licensing service, and I weep. I was weeping. I was joyful for that individual, but I was weeping because I was grieved because I hadn't moved forward to do what God had called me to do. And I know that I'm in it to win it. And the scripture talks about is the one that endure. We're going to have opposition. We're going to have opposition. It's going to come. But we have to endure until the end. I really appreciate what Prophetess Nina shared. That was very good.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it is important that we endure, and I believe that a part of what keeps us from enduring is because we're not operating in truth. We're not operating in God's truth in the situation, because as you stated,
Amen.
If it's something we've been called to, and both of you alluded to the fact that when this is a part of His will and plan for your life, there's no escape in it. There's no escape in it. It's
not
like,
you can't pick it up and then lay it back down. Pick it up and lay it back down.
Right. That's like the knuckleheads that say, "Don't make me lay my salvation down, or don't make me lay my Holy Ghost down."
Religion.
Because you want to cut somebody else, or you want to cut somebody. You want to do that. You know. Mm-mm. And how you do that? Because God's still working on me. Yeah, He is still working on all of us.
Mm-hmm.
But those are conscious choices that we make. Choices that we make.
Amen. Pastor Val, I think about Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of us, that gives us the power to do the work when we are called. You know, when someone is willing just to leave it alone and walk away, it makes you wonder, are you really called to that task? Or, are you doing it because man put you there?
Mm-hmm.
And when we try to do it in our own strength, we won't stay with it. But when
we
yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, that is when we can get it done.
We can absolutely get it done. And it don't hurt. When we do it according to His plan, it brings so much joy to our lives to know that we've been able to fulfill something for His good. Because the scripture is even saying, look, you're going to get what He promised you if you're able to endure. Go through the trial, knowing that He's with you and He's going to sustain you to the end. He just wants you to go through it, because you're not doing it for your own benefit. You're doing it because somebody's watching you. Somebody's watching you. They be like, I heard that happened, and I heard something happen, and wow, you know, I went to this choir rehearsal last weekend, I believe it was, whatever weekend it was. I went to this rehearsal for the John H. Lee Choir, and when I get inside, a woman comes to me, and she embraces me, and she says, "I am so proud of you." I said, "Oh, okay." didn't know what the woman was talking about. I just said, okay, praise, okay. And then she went on to share. She said, the way that you stood up in your father's funeral and said what you said, words that needed to be said, but it's the way that you delivered that. She said, I am so proud of you. Well, I didn't do that for nobody to be proud of me. I got up and spoke my heart concerning what I knew my dad wanted. And so in that, people were watching and were waiting and wanting to see, is she going to be able to endure this or is she going to get up there and be acting crazy? What's getting ready to come out? Her mouth. But when you understand what you've been given to do, all of this, and I hear you, God. He said, everything that y'all been talking about, even up to this very thing, about being in it to win it. We talked this past Wednesday in our Seeking Truth about the evidence of our salvation. And our people know our fruit. You know, they don't judge whether we're saved or not because God knows. But they judge by our fruit, what they see in us and how we react and how we respond. It's the same thing because if you show up called and chosen of God, anointed and appointed of God, to serve in his kingdom, there should be some evidence of your relationship with him such that you don't just give it up, but you stay in it till the end.
Amen.
Amen.
You stay in it till the end. You stay in it till the end.
Endure. Because we have a great crowd of witnesses.
Oh, witness. Yeah.
There to cheer us on.
A great cloud. And if you're not surrounded by people who are encouraging you to do the work of the Lord, are not pushing you towards your promise and fulfilling your call in the earth, your assignment in the earth, then can I suggest to you that you find a new circle of influence?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Get yourself some new folk. Some folk that help you grow towards God and the things of God so that your life will bring increase. Instead of just staying stuck on stupid. It is what it is. When we are in a place where we're not growing, we're constantly frustrated, you know, nothing seems to be going well. I take a step forward and I got knocked back. And, you know, I talk to this one and that one and they not. Come on. That's evidence that change needs to take place.
They have to, Pastor Val, they have to be willing to get out of their comfort zone. And I think when people join churches with leadership that's not truly called to be in a leadership position, they tend to bring those people to them that don't necessarily want to hear the truth, but they can simply appease week to week to week and make them think that they're getting closer, make them think that their relationship with God is getting stronger and stronger. But when they are being led by someone that's only looking to say, oh, yeah, I had five people join the church. Oh, yeah, I had this. And oh, yeah, I had that. But the people that you have joining may know more about the Lord than what you do. And when you find that
out, you
want to squash them to the point where they are just going to be stuck. So people have to be willing to get out of that comfort zone to know and to have the eyes to discern, this is not the place God wants me to be. And I think oftentimes he puts you in a place, he'll put you in a position so you can learn, you know, and get those ears right and get that eyesight right to know what you're really looking at is not me. And I need you now to be able to look to know what's the truth, and now let's move away from that and get into some real truth about me, having a relationship with me, being able to endure so you can get what he has for you. You can get the word is not you, but you can get what he has for you in his,
amen,
all the promises that he has. So it's just being willing to move out of that comfort zone, you know, because you can get real comfortable sitting in that same spot every Sunday, but you're not learning nothing. You're not getting anything that's bringing you closer to God. So sometimes you just have to be willing to get out of that comfort zone, get out of that old dead snake skin, and move the way God needs you and wants you to move.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
That was
That's
mouthful
good.
Right there.
That's good.
Prophet.
That's good.
That was mouthful. Are
That's
you
good.
In it to win it? Are you in it to win it? First question, are you in it because God says so or in it because man says so? Is it your desire? Is that why you're doing what you're doing? And if so, we understand why you're tired. We understand why you're laying your salvation down. We understand how you could have been doing this work, leading people, as you say, leading people, and all of a sudden now you got to step away from it because you're tired. Can we imagine that when Jesus was nailed to that cross after carrying it and getting some help, do we imagine that he was tired? But he endured the cross.
He endured the cross. He did what he had to do.
That our sins might be forgiven.
That we
are able to live life and live life abundantly because he endured.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. And so now he's just asking his children. If I called you, if I've chosen you, if I've anointed you, if I've appointed you, I've given you an assignment in the earth. Can you just endure? Can you just stay in it to win it?
To win it.
Can you realize that the trials and tribulations are going to come, but God is going to be there to deliver you out of every one of them? Yes, your faith is going to be tried. But even endure that. That's when it's time to get in the Word. That's when it's time to draw nigh to Him. Spend more time in conversation with Him.
Thank you, Lord.
So that you know for certain, this is what my Father desires of me. I don't got a choice in this. We could take this over and do a whole marriage conference. Are you in it to win it? Speaking to relationships.
I'm
talking about me. I was in some relationships that if you ain't do it the way I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it, I was out. But God prepared me for such a time as this that I'm in it to win it. I ain't going nowhere to death to a part.
Amen.
Because I know what God has for us, for my husband and I as a unit in God's kingdom. But for God's sons and daughters, it's to see us. He has promises and provision. He has treasures stored up for us. But he can't release it to us if we're not willing to endure. We got to endure. We got to stop
almost,
seeing this as work and see this as his will. Go ahead. Amen.
It's almost like the parable Jesus told about the ones that had the talents. He gave one five, and then he gave one two, and another one. He gave them one. And the ones that had five and two, I'm just throwing out these numbers because I can't remember the exact numbers, they multiplied their gift. They used their gift, and it increased. The one that had one, he just took it and covered it up and hid it. And when the master came and he said, what did you do with what I gave you? I really didn't do anything. I didn't get any increase on what He didn't get any increase on what God had given him because he didn't use
Mm-mm.
it. So when we use what God has given us and we continue to use it, he gives us more. He increases.
Yes,
he said, if you're faithful over little, I'll make you ruler over much.
Much.
Thank
much.
You, Father.
Much. If you would just be willing to endure. We do have other callers on the line. Again, if you'd like to ask a question or add a comment, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. Amen. Wow. So if you're in it to win it, if you're willing to endure, he's going to bless
and,
you.
Yes.
He gonna bless
realizing
you. He's going to bless you. He'll give you more. Come on.
Yeah. And recognizing that what God gives us is not for us. It's for the body.
It's not.
It's for the body
yes.
of Christ, for those gifts to be used in the kingdom, to increase the kingdom, to multiply.
Yeah.
So it's not our gift.
Mm-mm.
He takes his
come on.
Super and put on our natural.
Yeah, it is that. But when you said that it's not our gift, we have to understand that even with the call that's on our life, the call is not
mm-hmm.
really for us, but it's for God to be glorified.
Exactly, yes. Amen.
It's for God to be
Amen.
Glorified through us because we are his hands and his feet in the earth. We are his mouthpieces
right.
in the earth. And if he's given
mm-hmm.
us an assignment to fulfill, then he'd be glorified and we decide, oh, I'm not doing that today.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, you're
oh,
not
my
doing
God.
That today? Oh, you're going to put that down today? Who is your boss? Do you understand who your boss is? When you woke up this morning and you said, oh, I think I'm going to breathe, you know what caused you to breathe? My breath.
Come on.
When you
come
sat
on,
up
man.
In the bed and said, oh, let me swing my limbs around and stand up, you know how you were able to stand up? My strength.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you going to tell
mm-hmm.
me you're not going to do the job I sent you on the earth to do? You going to tell me you're not in it to win it? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Jesus.
We're going to think on that.
Mm-hmm.
And as we think on that, that's really going to change our hearts and our minds and our mentality towards doing God's work in the earth.
Amen.
Because we're here to fulfill.
Mm-hmm,
we're
yeah.
here to fulfill.
Amen.
And I'm telling y'all, I spoke out my mouth yesterday because an apostle said, what you doing, sis? I said, I'm looking for a building.
Amen.
I said to myself, did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
Did I just say
mm-hmm.
that? I need to. Yeah, you did because that's what you're doing. You're looking for a building.
Looking for a building. Yes.
Because you understand the importance of the assignment that I've given you. And
mm-hmm.
yes, you've done well with the platforms that I presented, but now it's time to do another work.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Amen.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we in it to win it.
Yes.
Gideon, Valerie, Burrell, the empowerment place, we in it to win it. Seeking Truth, we in it to win it. Agape Ministries, we in it to win it.
To endure until the end.
We're going to endure to the end.
That's right.
We and everyone associated and connected to us, we are in it to win it because we already are exercising God's promises and his plans. And we're already receiving the benefits of just being obedient to his word.
Amen.
We in it to win.
Amen.
We are in it to win it. So our question tonight for our listening audience, are you in it to win it? Are you in a
Pastor
relationship
Val.
With Christ? Yes, go ahead.
Mm. Pastor Val, and that's a question
yes.
that only we can answer for ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know, when you ask that question, it's one to ponder and to seek God about, because God truly
Absolutely
knows
is.
Our hearts, whether or not we're
he
in
does.
It to win it or to fake it until we make it. All that kind
Ain't
of talk.
Ain't nobody taking nothing until we making nothing. Come on.
That's right. No, we're in this thing. We're in this to endure until the end. Then will be laid up for us a crown
yes.
of life.
A crown
God,
of
I thank
life.
You. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Amen, Pastor.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So tonight we pray that this dialogue has been helpful to you,
mm-hmm.
empowering
mm-hmm.
to you,
mm-hmm.
to help you to reflect on where you are in your relationship with the Lord,
mm.
where you are in acceptance of what God has called you to do in the earth. No, not
mm.
everybody is a preacher. He uses us in seven different realms in the world to
mm-hmm.
build his kingdom. So it's not, no, just because you're not the preacher, the deacon. No, it's not about that. But if
mm-hmm.
you understand what God has placed you in the earth to do, and you're doing that according to his plan,
yes.
then stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
Stay the course.
Stay the course.
Yeah. It's not going to always be easy.
Mm-mm.
But know that even in your struggle, God is with you.
Hallelujah.
He's given you
Thank
the Holy
you,
Spirit to comfort you and give you truth in the midst of your hard times. He's
mm-hmm.
right there. The word says that he'll never leave us nor will he forsake us.
Mm-mm. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father.
We want to encourage you tonight. Find out where you are. God, am I a soldier? Am I gonna stay this thing? Am I going to fight God? Am I going to go through to the end realizing, God, what you have in store for me
mm,
if I could just
mm,
hold on a little while longer?
And
see
Thank
what
you.
The end is going to be if I would just hold
yes.
on a little while
hold
longer
on.
And see what the end is,
the
going,
end
to
is going to
God,
be.
God, I ask that you would help us tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Help us to search ourselves, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To find truth,
Thank you.
Oh God.
Yes. Yes,
that
Father.
That you would empower us with your word, oh
mm-hmm.
God. That
mm-hmm.
we would hold on. That
hold
we would
on.
Endure. That
mm-hmm.
we will be your ambassadors in the earth, God.
Yes, 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 Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you for it. We thank you,
we
Lord.
We thank you.
We thank you,
yes.
Lord.
We thank you,
we
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you.
Couldn't do
Lord.
It without you, Father.
We thank you for it, God.
Mm-hmm.
We're grateful tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, grateful
Amen.
Tonight. We're grateful
Amen.
To
Amen.
All of our callers tonight, those who have called in and those who are listening in the chat room. We do pray that this has been a blessing to you, as it has been to us, as we continue to reflect on who we are and reflect on our relationship, knowing that God has
yes.
greater awaiting us.
Yeah.
He has greater awaiting us, and we've just got to get ourselves
yeah.
in alignment to receive
mm-hmm.
all that he has. Woo-hoo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, we will be having prayer tomorrow morning at 5, amen. If you want to send in prayer requests, you can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Send in your emails at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. We have Prophet Nina Williams. She's on Facebook, Pastor Linda Brown. She's also on Facebook. You can send your prayer requests to either of those mighty women of God, and we will add it to the list and be lifting you and your situation in prayer. As always,
mm-hmm.
we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do something every day to empower yourself, and once you've been empowered, it's our prayer that you then take responsibility to empower someone else. Know that we love you. We're here for
yeah.
you. Amen. And we ask that you join
Amen.
Us again on next Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for another empowerment teaching. Until then, we say thank you and God bless. Until next time.